You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready? Every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready? Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized.
Life, Team Spicy. We got beautiful guests in the building, but like always, I like to have my team introduce themselves.
Handsome Lie, y'all. I'm looking a little rugged. I'm trying to get my mind, body, and soul right, so bear with me, y'all.
Y'all already know what it is. Black Success, Coney Island, slippery outside, bananas, you heard?
Black looking like he got an 800 credit score right now. You know what I mean? Looking all shiny.
740.
Okay.
I'm up there, too.
So, our beautiful guests, I'd like to have you guys introduce yourselves, so go ahead.
Hello, it's BC Diaz. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
And it's your girl, Mia. Hey, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks for being guests. So, like always, we're going to jump right into it, you know? And I like to start off by saying, when a woman's fed up, I was going to sing that part, but, you know, I don't got the vocals like Mr. Black Success. So, our first topic is damage and scorn women.
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
Our first topic is damage and or slash scorn woman.
Okay.
Have you ever been scorned or damaged? Fellas, what are some of the signs of a damaged woman?
Ladies first.
A woman who's very insecure. Okay, first, let me just say this. Insecurity and one being a little bit more conscious of how they are or how they look are two very different things. I'm a woman, you know, trust me, sitting next to BC, I'm like, oh my God, she's so pretty. You know, let me make sure my shit is together. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make me insecure. I'm just making sure, you know, my shit is right. You know, it's not about an insecurity. Insecure women, I guess, get mad over anything, can't trust at all. I mean, I don't know. There are many different signs. I guess you can't just name one.
Okay, but you kind of gave me a definition. I ain't asked for dictionary.com.
Look.
I went to school
a little.
I know what damage you call me, right? So I kind of asked, have you ever been scorned?
Oh, have I? Of course, yes. I mean, I've been scorned. I wouldn't say so much damaged. I mean, I don't know, damage just sounds irreparable. I'm not irreparable. So, I mean, I've been through things that taught me better for my next situation. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, who hasn't had their heart? If you haven't had your heart broken, you haven't been in love.
I feel you. What about you, BC?
Actual, factual. I think that scorniness is next to pettiness. If you're not petty, you haven't been scorned. When you start to get petty, mm-hmm. that means you're scorned. You know why? Because once you're scorned, your heart is broken, you'll start doing petty things. You start screenshotting. Mm-hmm. You start kissing and telling, talking about your experience. Why? Because you want to hurt the next person. So when your heart is broken, you try to hurt the next person. So you start to get petty, right? So that's how I feel. Like, when you're heartbroken is when the pettiness starts to come A1, extra, A1. Okay. So I feel like a person hasn't really been scorned until they start to get petty. They start doing little things that they want to hurt the next person. And that's how you know that you've been scorned. I personally have not really been there. I could have gone there, but I scaled back, so.
I'm gonna have the fellas answer that. What are some of the signs you see in scorned women? Like, to me, I feel like too much of the blame is always put on men making women damage or scorn. Some of these women are out here, they slipping, and that's why these, you know, they damaged or scorned. They don't see signs and they ignore shit. So, fellas, I want you to put them on and tell them what are some of the signs you look for to be like, nope, she effed up in the head. I'm going to keep it moving.
I want to hear this.
Oh, you want to go first?
Because I know some scorned fellas too, right, ladies? Can I get an amen?
Exactly. Woo.
Anyway,
I feel like some signs of a scorned woman, I feel like a woman that comes with like a whole list of what a man should be or have to be.
Yeah.
I feel like she already been like fucked over two times over already, so she's trying to be make this perfect list, and she's not even perfect.
Yeah.
So she's looking for all absolutely wrong things that's never not going to be possible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What about you, Mr. Black Success?
Scorned. You know, people get hurt every day, B.
They're going to be all right.
You tough, right? But I think a lot of people set themselves up to get hurt within a sense.
Yeah.
You know, by having this like imaginary outcome of things. You know, people be foreshadowing relationships before they even get in it. Oh, this my babe. I'm going to marry this one. I'm going to be with this one. Damn, motherfucker, you ain't get the number yet. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these women be having high expectation for dudes that they just put on a pedestal. They don't even know dude yet. So the scorned woman be the woman that generalize.
Mm-hmm.
All men ain't shit. All men gonna cheat. All men... No, that's what happened to you. That's your experience.
Correct.
You understand? We all been to Six Flags. We all had different experiences. You probably waited on a long line. I probably had the... Express shit. Skip and it took me 5 minutes to get on the fucking nitro.
Yeah.
It was nothing to me. I had a great time. I want to go again.
Yeah.
You probably hate this shit. You understand? So that's kind of how like relationships are. So when someone is scorned, it's just that, hey, you know what? You were probably going for the wrong thing, probably had the wrong expectations, and you got hurt because you raised your own bar opposed to the person just hurting you. You understand?
If I could talk my shit, yo, when it comes to this topic, I feel like women only become scorned after they chase that dickhead. Like, all the, if I could go back to history, all the dickhead niggas win. They run through all these shorties, have mad at them, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, through their body list. And after a couple of times getting bodied, slutted out and shit like that, then all of a sudden,
I don't think it's just that. God. Yeah, see, you got the uproar. Yeah, it could be the best dude too, because at the end of the day, it's not about that. It's not about. I don't think it's the type of dude. I think it's about the trust.
Exactly,
factor.
It's the experience.
Once you trust the motherfucker, like you understand. I know chicks that sometimes there's a lot of chicks that go for, you know, the dude that look like he got it or whatever. But a lot of chicks go for the good guy too, because they think the good guy is the fucking safety net. But when you're good guy, your freaking minimum wage guy still cheats on you. It's like, God damn it.
Right.
The fuck? You know what's funny? Steve Urkel cheats. It's like, God damn it.
Sometimes it won't be the guy that she mess with. Sometimes it's like already embedded in her because she already came up with like daddy issues and shit.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? It's serious.
That's so extra.
I mean, it's
extra. It's extra. She got daddy issues.
No, I mean, it doesn't really daddy issues. First off, I do believe, it's funny because I had this conversation recently. I believe in the whole... black girl, you know, lost thing, you know, and I say black girl, I mean, it doesn't just stop or start at black women, but there is a lot of truth behind that young girl not getting enough love out there trying to find it in other people, you know, in other men or other
forms.
Starts
at home too, though.
Yeah, it does, of course. There's something is not, yeah, of course, you're absolutely right. I mean, shoo. I had my first child very young. You know what I'm saying? I've walked in this life.
You had
Let me
your
say
journey.
That.
You had
yeah, your yeah, I've walked. You know, and I mean, it does stop. It started home. But what the fuck? What the fuck was I saying?
Brown holy water.
So let me ask, before I move on to the next question. Let me ask a question to y'all ladies, and I want to answer. I want to answer completely honest.
All right.
Are you telling me out the gate, even when you was real young, your first ideal dude you was looking at or attracted to was the good guys?
Yeah. Even though I like roughnecks, but I didn't go after the roughnecks. I like the roughnecks.
Well, a friend, a girl I know named
a girl I know.
Killer Bee.
I was watching that movie. Anyway, I was just talking about that recently. Like, my first crush, believe it or not, it was this Puerto Rican boy named Roberto who could barely speak English, but he was so nice to me. And he broke up with me because he didn't understand that. I told his friend we were going to go out, and he said, I lied because we didn't go anywhere, but we were really dating. I don't know. But that was my first.
Was too old for you anyway. You
know, we were like 13. We were like 13 and 12
really
maybe.
23.
Shut up.
I was in love with Puerto Rican. Yeah,
but he was a good guy. I didn't like the you know, beat me, fuck me kind of dude. I was never into that. Yeah. My grandfather was very much a part of my life. My grandfather, you know, was my hero. He instilled some value in me, you know? So I like that, you know, Even though he didn't speak English, I didn't need the bad boy until I got my heart broken.
And BC, sorry. So you're saying out the gate you was into the good dudes?
Well, the truth is, from jump, I like the roughnecks.
Of course.
I was into that.
The roughnecks.
But I actually ended up falling in love with a pretty boy in high school. Well, I did fall in love with a Puerto Rican from Bushwick back in the day who was, like, you know, blowing up bombs and stuff in the schoolyard and just being real, real rough.
He was a bad boy.
He was in love with ISIS.
Forget bad boy. He was in love with terrorists.
Like, don't get this video flag.
You're blowing up cherry bombs.
FBI, you're looking into this shit.
No. So
bombs
that,
and shit.
After I got over that. I was in love with the boy that, like, was writing poetry and, like, leaving, like...
Or the Langston Hughes
I
type.
Too.
Yo, I was the Langston Hughes type too. It got me no buns, B.
We could tell.
Until
friend zone mom.
But then, you know,
friend zone mom.
Until the poetry turned into rap, and then when I had the
no,
rap
really.
Flavor,
it, was so
it got
it was
more
like,
love.
Oh, you could get it, even though he didn't get it, not from me.
Yeah.
He got it from other people. He didn't get it from me, but I was just like, ooh. Anyway, that was my type at that point. He was a good guy, but I did like roughnecks too.
I did too after, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
I did
like,
too.
Like,
for a while.
You've been on a journey. You
done
had everybody.
Oh, we had the Janet Jackson.
Malfunction going on.
Let him out.
Get the ratings up. Get the ratings up.
All right, so I'm gonna move on, right?
Stitches today.
And this portion of the topic, I'm kind of addressing the fellas, right?
This is what I get for being cute. So,
please, let me move on.
Sorry.
So, fellas, can you admit any responsibility in taking some part of damaging a woman?
Your turn.
Black success. Let us know.
I would say you would never know, because sometimes you don't really know a female story. So sometimes you don't know that some of the things that you're doing is even, you know, getting to her or hurting her for the future, dude. You understand? So now I don't know if I haven't purposely tried to scorn a woman. You understand?
Or damage her.
Or damage her. You know what I mean? Me, I'm really like, I'm allergic to drama. As crazy as that may seem. Like, you know what I mean? I like to debate and shit about different shit, but I don't like drama as far as, like, female drama and unnecessary headaches.
Okay.
Yeah, that type of drama, I don't want no parts of.
Okay.
So when it comes to women, I'm real open, real honest. Yo, look, this is what's going on, X, Y, and Z. Take it or leave it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really like, I was the man all through school. I was never like, I was the dude, so I was good. I was like, take it or leave it.
I don't know. I don't even know who Black is, right? Some stories he say I was skinny and ugly. Some stories I was the man.
But
some stories he had a scholarship to Georgetown for ball. I don't know who the hell this dude is.
No, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Although you see, I'm gonna tell you when you coming up and you have things working against you. Like your looks, and you don't got the muscles, and you ain't on the ball team.
Yeah.
You gotta have different attributes. You understand?
Yeah.
So I was fly and funny, And that was my little. That was my.
That was your thing. That was my thing.
Yo, lock. I was official, my G. I was holding line them down.
I was too much on the chain.
I was the OG.
We're gonna come back to the show. All right. So
OG, real quick.
I'm gonna turn around real quick.
Do you feel like you can admit to any responsibility in taking part of damaging a woman?
This day, like he said, Black said, never done purposely, but yeah, it's probably like I could take some responsibility in like lying to a chick or cheating on, you know what I'm saying, that caused pain to her heart. Yeah, and now she can't trust, you know what I'm saying, a certain type of dude. Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a nigga with the same characteristics as mine, you know, gonna have a hard time probably with another chick because I didn't probably put a, you know what I'm saying, chick through some shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, you gotta admit some type of responsibility. Not in all chicks though, because some chicks, like you said, is delirious. But the ones that, you know, you kind of lied to or you did, you know what I'm saying, you ran a game on and she got hurt. So yeah, in that aspect, yeah.
You know me as friends on mall, that I got damaged and hurt from a couple of chicks. But I'm like, yo, that shit made me stronger. That put me onto game. I feel too many times we make it seem like men are the only one out here damaging women, and women ain't doing the same thing.
Some shit you got to keep to yourself, though, Mom. We don't need to know.
I'll keep it
100. You damaged and hurt. I was about to play a song for you
No, no, no. I mean,
what's a man to do when he just can't take no more?
I wouldn't say damage. Damage is the topic, so I use the word damage. But damage means it took me a while to move on, and I was just kept it pushing. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn myself, but I'm gonna keep it moving to the next part.
Girls be damaging guys by being hoes. They don't even know that. It make it hard to trust them. I'm serious.
Especially when we have
expectations. I get that though. Yeah. Well, I get that. But I get that. I mean, there's two sides. Girls go to phones with their boyfriend. Every story, like, all right,
baby, I love you too. And they come in the room and suck my dick.
Yeah, no, really. I get that. One person at a time.
I think it's the disappointment because dudes fall in love. You know, when you find a chick and you really like her, you start making plans. That's when it's crazy, when you start making plans. The dude, oh shit, this the one, dog. Then you find out she's a hoe. That shit hurts you.
But you know what?
It hurts you.
You know what we all do? What? We ignore the signs. Back to... Amen. We ignore all those
hoe
signs from the man, from the woman. When we want... We see
what
we
want to
see. No, but we see what we want to see. If your chick is... Go ahead.
No, you right. This is why I tell all dudes, always, when you first meet a chick... Try to gangbang her first. See if she would it. You know what I mean? And then from there, you'll know. You know, have your man walk into the room, my dude. From there, you'll know. You know that was the shit.
That could be your queen. And that's you pull that move.
But if
initially,
she don't bug on you, bruh. Like, bruh, you gotta blame it on dude. Like, dude just...
Even if she do bug on you, you still let your man see your wife.
Some chicks ain't gonna say nothing.
Compromising position.
Some chicks ain't gonna say nothing. My dude, you could have gave her a ring, and she was with the gang bang.
Let it happen. You can't even put
exactly. And now you see her away.
That determines wifey or, you know.
If she's with the gang bang,
no fun.
That's
the homies can't have.
You guys gotta be like a medium well or always say that. Like you said, you gotta walk your journey, come back to the good side.
I'm gonna move on to the next portion of the topic, and this is to everyone, right? But I'm gonna start with the fellas, and then I'll move on to the woman. Do you think there's any way to fix a scorned, damaged woman's heart?
Church. Let me stop.
It's a lot of work.
I mean, yeah.
Sometimes it's worth it, sometimes it's not. But
that's the truth. Sometimes it's worth it, sometimes it's not.
Black? I felt like she was going to say something.
That's not my job. You know, I don't want to think about stuff like that because I don't want to do that. I feel like adults, see, the thing about kids is, you know, you can make mistakes, and you know you got so much life to fucking live, mm-hmm. that you got time to fix it. You understand?
Yeah.
But put it like this: if you get a female, right, a grown woman who's right, her shit is right. You understand? And you say, I got a dude for you. He's a good dude. He's gonna respect you X, Y, and Z. You give her the whole salad, Caesar, all the dressings. You know what I mean? You design dude perfectly, but he's broke. She gonna be like, I don't got no time for that. You understand? Most chicks, 99% of the time, she's going to say she don't got no time for that. So if you bring me a scorned woman, you understand? That's how I see it. You understand? I see it like, do you really want to Do you really want to try to build her? Because she might be so stuck in the past. Because most females are stuck in the past, bro. Everything you do, oh, you remind me of Dante. Who Dante? My 13th boyfriend when I was 13. You had 13 boyfriends. Now that's too. I don't have no time for that. That's all I'm saying. I don't got no time.
However, if you really like a person, you will take the time that's necessary to build that person up. If you really feeling a person, doesn't matter whether they come from this, that, the other thing. If you really like someone and you have that connection to them, you're going to have the patience to do what you need to do to build that person up. We've all had that.
Do you believe
that? I had love at first sight.
Because I can't be like, oh, this nigga about to go cheat. Like, nah, chill. I'm not your last nigga. No.
I have experienced love at first sight where I was like, I'm in it from day one. From first moment I saw you, I was like, I'm in it. So if you feel that way about somebody and you're in it, you'd be like, you know what? Let me just cool down a little bit. Maybe I'm not going to do the same things with other people. I'll, you know, have a little more tolerance, a little more patience for this person from Jump Street. I've experienced that. I don't know about everybody else, but I've experienced that where I was so into the person that I was like, you know what? I'm going to do things a little bit differently. If he's a little rougher and tougher, I'm going to like break him down a little bit. It's all about having that patience to get through to that person. For me, time heals all wounds. If you have that patience and you deal with the time, you're going to do what you got to do. Nobody's whole. Nobody's perfect. Everybody got their shit they carrying. Everybody has their baggage.
Yeah.
So at any given point, you're gonna break them down.
Baggage into a new relationship.
Yeah. But the question with everything happens.
Let me just say, the question with that, I agree with you 100%, but it's like, which one deserves that chance?
They gotta carry from the beginning.
Yeah. You know, because I mean,
you know, it kind of throws me off because I always hear, like, men always got to deal with, you know, the bag lady, the woman with the bag and stuff. But women always think of a dude coming with bags and stuff like that, like he's soft. I don't need no dude all in his emotions, all in his feelings and stuff like that. So y'all really do respect dudes that come in.
Everybody got their bags in one way or the next.
It's a balance. Like with everybody. What Black said, it's not that I won't take a man that's broke, you know? Mm-hmm. What's broke to me, broken is here. You know what I'm saying? Yes. If you telling me, oh yeah, I wash the dishes, I cook, I clean, but I ain't going to look for a job. Bye. I don't need you.
Yeah.
But if you say, babe, I'm it's hard times right now. You know, I lost my job. I'ma help you, but I'm out there. I'm trying to find a job. I'ma stick right by you. Mm-hmm. I'ma still cook your meal as if you paying the bill. Cause that's what's gonna get you out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what's going to get you out there. And just like men don't want to deal with all these scorned women and the first dude's problems, you know what we don't want to be? We don't want to be stepping stools for your next relationship.
Rebound.
I'm tired of freaking being that chick, like, yes, I'm going to support you. I'm
going to
do
this.
I'm going to do that.
When he go on, he can go after a white girl.
You go and take that Instagram chick.
We're going to move on to the next topic.
That ain't right.
We're going to get a little more spicy with the situation, right?
Spicy.
And the next topic is relationship sex 201.
What?
Now.
Oh, 201.
Yeah, because we've had relationships set topics, but this is the second edition of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, the first part of this topic is it fair for women to use sex as a bargaining chip in a relationship?
Fair. All is fair in love and war, so do what you gotta do. I mean.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It means.
I don't know what that means. I dropped out.
Is sex fair as a bargaining chip? A lot of things are unfair, but it's life. So, with that being said, if he's acting up and you use your cookie as a bargaining chip, I don't know if it's fair or not, but you do what you got to do.
I just
want to
remind you, women, that that cookie is the same cookie, right? So, you might be able to use it a couple of times, but after a while, that bargaining chip is
chocolate chip.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No. But the cookie is attached to the whole bakery.
With that, and after that, it's like, okay.
Yeah, but the thing is that the cookie is attached to the whole bakery. The bakery is the woman, and not everybody is that woman. So whatever that woman possesses that you like, that cookie is attached to her, and whatever she does, she's attached to that, and you into that. So at the end of the day, if she dangles that in your face, and you know that she's down for you. She does this, that, and the third. Not every other chick out there that has the same cookie is the way that she is. End of the day, you're going to be like, oh, shit, you know, she got that cookie. Plus, she cooks my meals.
No, wrong
she's down
that.
For me. She's a good mom. Da, da, da. You're going to be into
thing.
That.
It depends on your relationship.
Exactly.
But it depends on the role. It depends on what y'all define to be important with your relationship.
Your answer, is it fair for a woman to use sex as a bargaining chip in a relationship?
I mean, I don't know. Fair.
Maybe you don't wash the dishes. Or you ain't getting none tonight. It's like that. I'm still going to roll you over and stick it in. I'm kidding. Put my one finger.
I don't know if it's necessarily fair or not. Like I said, right. It depends. It depends on what it's used as. You know, it depends on how y'all take it. Like, how do I explain it? I mean, if that's something that you use to get what you want, then if that's what you cut out to get what you want, then it's fair in your relationship because it's proving a point. You're making a statement. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going to have sex with you because, you know, my duty is to sleep with you, but your duty is, yeah, right? Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
But if your duty is to make sure, I'm just using this loosely, fellas, and not using money.
It's all right, baby.
To make sure gas is in my car, then you know what? If gas is not in my car this week, then you ain't getting no cookie. I use that, you know, example loosely.
I'm going to move on to the fellas, but I'm going to say this. You know what's better than your favorite cookie? Your new favorite cookie.
Exactly.
Oh, but you know what?
Butter pecan is out here. Butter pecan. But listen,
is it fair?
That goes both ways.
Is it fair for a woman to use sex as a bargaining chip in a relationship?
I think it's silly. I think it's silly when you start doing stuff like that. Those are like characteristics of like a prostitute or stripper. Like, you know what I mean? A bargain with
damn,
the fucking
that's
sex.
Left.
I mean, think about it, bro. If that's your woman, your wife or your girl or whatever, her job is to serve you like your job is to serve her. Mm-hmm. How she's gonna threaten you with not being served. And then want you to be faithful. That don't make no sense.
Yeah, that's.
I got it. My dick got wet. My dick got wet somewhere. So you can't hold me hostage. Oh, I ain't gonna fuck him for the next two weeks.
Yeah, no, I agree that. I agree
understand
with you.
What's gonna happen for 2 weeks though.
I agree
you
with
understand?
You. I agree
and be
with
okay
that.
With that. So now when fucking little Ray Ray found out he got a brother across town, you understand? It was because of you. You was trying to be stupid. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because if you try to do that with the bills, I bet you she calmed down.
Absolutely.
When the lights ain't on.
I agree.
When she can't see Love and Hip Hop, the cable, the fire stick don't work. The Wi-Fi code is fucked up. You understand? That's when a lot of shit gets fucking funny, yeah?
What about you, La?
That's a fact, though. I gotta agree again. Nah, it's not fair. It's not fair, though. Like I said, if a man try to pull some shit like that, automatic, a woman gonna think he's cheating. He out here fucking somebody else. He ain't fucking me. So a nigga could never pull no shit like that. Yeah. End of the day, even if you mad at me, you still gotta fuck me. I don't care. You gotta fuck me. My dick and your vagina is not mad at each other. Let's fuck and go back and roll
leave
over.
Leave all the emotions to the side.
I agree to a certain extent. If I'm horny,
I'm sexually frustrated. Probably we mad at each other because we sexually frustrated. Sometimes,
right,
once we get our nuts out the way, we can just humble ourselves. I'm like, you know what? I fucked up. I'm sorry.
When I don't get sex, it's like that Snickers.
Sometimes
the
sex.
I need the sex.
The sex
like
can
I
you're, not your, you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Seriously, people talk about makeup sex, but sometimes having sex can lead to the makeup.
Yeah.
Like, I will apologize if you just fuck me mad girl, exactly. Suck my dick crazy. I'm like, you know what? Fuck
you. I was tripping.
I never heard of a cheating dude that get random head 3 times out the week. Exactly. I never heard of that nigga cheat.
Exactly.
Just never. I never
it'd be
heard
that boy dude
of that dude. Who well, it be the boy dude that gotta wait for Christmas or his fucking birthday. Like, come
no,
on.
No, but there
service.
Are times where you do that service. And in the moment when you up in that, you know, you reach your climax, like, oh my God, everything's great. And then once it happens, you're like, I still fucking hate you.
So
you're
what?
Still fucked up. And I'm still back where we first started.
The truth is, most females would rather be a freaking rich man slave instead of a broke man queen. So y'all don't want to service the dude that y'all see on the same plateau.
Like, I don't know.
It was a strong statement. It's just going on.
You got a
topic is spicy.
I mean, it really does depend.
No, so
if I'm mad, it's more to the topic.
You can still be mad. Let's fucking just be mad at each other later.
You can still be mad after I bust
your head. Make sure I don't go
for I'm at the wet spot.
You're
sleeping
have
the wet spot.
I'm not sleeping in the wet
spot. You're sleeping in the wet spot.
Let me move to the second part, right? Because it kind of lends to what we're talking about right now is, do you feel when you ration sex in a relationship, it fuels the temptation to cheat?
Absolutely.
I agree.
Exactly.
Wait, I
agree.
Say that.
Okay, so let me repeat that. Do you feel when you ration the sex in a relationship, it fuels the temptation to cheat?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Of course.
We all
definitely. Yeah.
So then why do it?
Why use the bargaining chip?
I've never done it.
Wait. You didn't ask if we do it.
Yeah,
you
just
asked
if fair
the
or
opinion
not fair.
On it, right?
Yeah, you good. Bro.
I've never done it. So just let that be known.
One at a time. So Mia, go ahead, and then we're going to let you see.
Mia, yeah, get hers, too. Just get hers.
I ain't scared. I ain't
never scared.
But no. Actually, yeah, no. Yeah, yes. Rationing the sex does increase the wanting, you know, the need to want to,
Because it's the same cookie,
is.
Right? So
No, it ain't about the
being the same.
Hold
cookie
up, the
right
same
now.
Cookie don't mean
it's about the sex cycle.
No, but
the cycle.
I give the same cookie with different flavors.
Chocolate chip, macadamia nut.
So you saying rationing the sex?
Definitely, yeah.
And it goes before sabotaging too. Y'all be saying that shit. That should be stale. You know what I mean? Don't be no stale cookie. You know what I mean?
All kind of different creams.
Baked fresh every morning, honey.
That's another topic.
Put in the oven at night and 8 in the morning. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, you already answered them, but BC, why?
Yeah, BC.
Why? Oh, you said you agree though.
I've never done it, so.
But do you?
But you said in the first
time. I mean,
there's
times you get mad at people.
Yourself.
We all
no, you
wait.
Know.
We've all done it at one time or another. Maybe a couple of days, a day, a few hours. You get tight. And you just don't feel like it. You're not in the mood because they made you upset. You're mad or whatever, and you just don't feel like doing it. I'm not gonna do it for weeks at a time or several days at a time because guess what?
So you in a couple hour kind of.
Yeah,
room.
I'm just like.
So I leave the house. I come back. I get some.
I'm annoyed. Get away from me. I don't want you. And then afterwards, I'm like, you know what? Okay, cool. We're gonna do
come
it.
Come here, daddy.
Doing
like
that's
that.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's right. It.
I respect.
I'm not
going to
go several weeks.
On the same page right now. When you ration the sex, you make your partner think about
upset.
Giving
that's
going
it.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
so,
in your face. That's it. It's okay.
So the next question on this topic is, unless extreme circumstances occur, should sex ever be denied in a relationship?
Of course. Like we said, if you're upset with somebody, it's like, if you're upset with someone, then like, you're not going to, like, want
to. So, to get the answer, I guess I'm trying to see. Like, there's levels, right? There's levels to why sex should be denied. He have a break baby on you where y'all had an argument and then you find out he had a baby on you. Okay, that's a high level. So, what are the levels of causing you to deny your man sex? That's what we want to know. Because sometimes, oh shit, you forgot to take out the trash. Nope, for you. Like,
that's
dumb.
That's ridiculous.
So put us on to the level. So answer that question.
It would have to be extreme. I mean, you know, if the person cheating on you, then obviously he's already getting it from somebody else, so it doesn't seem to really matter that you deny him at that moment that you find out because he's already getting it from the next person.
Yeah.
So I think it will be extreme circumstances.
Switch.
You keep it from him. If it's little things, I don't really think that makes sense to deny him from it.
So Mia, when you answer this, like, you know, can you give us an example of what would make you deny your partner sex?
That's a good question.
Like she said, pretty much cheating. You know what?
What if I cheat? Why don't you just?
It doesn't have to just be
throw
cheating.
It back on
it
me
could be
and
a
make,
lack
make
of appreciation in a relationship. It doesn't always just have to be cheating because cheating, that's the obvious. But you know, just being taken for granted. You know,
taken for granted.
If I make your lunch every day, and I mean I put that little kiss on it, whatever. This is what I do for you. I make sure, and at the end of the week, you can't say thank you or whatever. Those things will make you know what. I don't really feel like being touched right now, you know?
Yes.
You know, just because.
Yeah.
That it doesn't always have to be just, you know, cheating or whatever. It could be just
feeling neglected. I could respect
that.
That's
true. Neglect.
Because he'll get his 100%. Attention. If the cookie's missing, be like, listen, that cookie wasn't in my lunchbox. So what's going on?
That's why he's coming to steal it now.
It will get his attention.
He waits you go to sleep.
So, fellas, what about you? Like, what circumstances as a man, right? Because men always want to give it. What are the extenuating circumstances that would make you not give your partner sex?
Good question. I like this question.
I don't have.
Yes, I
feel like
you
can.
Even when you tired, you can still get a quickie.
I'm tired.
But you going to sleep though. After that quickie, you going to sleep.
Just like close eyes, like
yeah, you going.
You might catch a coma after that.
Yeah. But 30 seconds, got that for you.
That's what I do.
I got a quality
when I'm
commercial
mad, though,
for you.
I'm mad. I got a commercial. I make sure I come mad fast so she be mad as fuck. Oh, so I'm going to get mine. She going to be tight.
You petty laugh.
Yeah, I'm petty. I'm going to try to get three good
petty
strokes
walk.
In.
Petty
I'm
going
to feel all the walls. Now I'm just going to go. I'm out. I
Petty Tendergrass you over here, everyone.
Petty Hardaway.
You know what I'm saying? As a man, right, it's so hard for us to deny women's sex, right? Because even
just, like, y'all don't know when next time y'all gonna get it.
Exactly.
That's
so just like, even me, right? If I feel like, man, every time I ask, I got fronted on, and then now I want to try to be petty, and then she asks, I'm
bro,
like,
just,
okay,
listen,
I'm gonna lose.
Just
I
two
lose
pump
chump them.
It's all about you getting the nut anyway.
Yeah,
two pump chump, man.
It don't matter.
Make
it
a mental thing.
It don't matter.
Like, you right? Let's go. Yeah. Oh, she tried to warm you up and give you some head, just nut right in her mouth. I'm saying nothing.
Yeah.
Mad Disres- quick.
Yeah.
I'm
disrespectful.
Disrespectful. Get ready for the surprise, baby. Say sorry.
We're gonna move on to the wild card question for the topic. And wild card question is just a question I randomly think of and stuff like that. So my question is, right, because I know I kind of got caught in trying to do this myself, so I always wonder and ask other people. Have you knowingly tried to turn a hoe into a housewife? Or for the woman, I guess, trying to turn a nigga you know that was ain't shit, but try to turn him into your king?
No.
So I'm going to have ladies.
Women
do
it all the time.
No.
I have.
Yeah, you did,
BC. I hope for the best, but no. Because I saw what was happening from early.
I mean,
I wish the best, but I knew it was just a failed attempt. Because I was in love.
Well, so you did try.
No, but the truth
is, so you knew he wasn't shit.
Exactly.
But you was in love and kept trying to go.
No, because the truth is, I was in love and everything. And, you know, it was like, you know, rainbows and sunshine. But I realized he wasn't shit. So I'm like, you know what? Whatever. I knew it was going
to happen. How long it took you to realize he wasn't shit? Because your peoples knew from early he wasn't shit. But you
after I got that call from his girlfriend. I was like, you know what? Well, that was.
I think that gave it away.
I'm coming to you as a woman.
I think that gave it away.
I'm coming to you as a woman.
Come to me as a woman.
That phone call is just like.
Listen, don't let no girlfriend
stop you
from getting your man.
No, because she was the one
getting.
No, she was the one who was really trying to turn hoe into housewife because she was waiting for 4 years calling me like, oh, he's not shit, he's a dog. I'm like, girl, I was only waiting for 6 months. I'm like, you waiting 4 years and you still trying? I feel bad for you because I didn't put nothing in. I'm in school trying to work hard and everything. No, they got engaged. After she put 10 years in, he cheated, and she left him. Like, girl, you should have knew from back then he wasn't nice. So
she did another
lose
six
anything.
After that?
You got to follow your heart.
Exactly. And I'm just in school just trying to, like, do my thing. He's trying to come into my life, trying to make things better for me. And I'm like, okay, cool. But I really feel bad for her because I didn't do much. So that's all I'm going
to
say about that.
What about
that.
You, Mia? You ever try to turn an ain't shit nigga into your
of
king?
Of course. Yeah, I have. I've done that.
How many times?
More than once.
That's a good question. That's
more
a good
than
question.
Once, I have.
That's all right. I respect that.
And it didn't work out, you know, which is why I'm with who I'm with now. But okay. Yeah, I have. Of course, you want him to. I wanted to see, you know, even
him
though
grow.
That 1% of good, he had 99% bad. It didn't matter. I just wanted that 1% to grow and take over, and I was going to help him. I was going to support him. I was going to nourish him. I was going to be that woman to make him see a difference. And you know what I was? Just another number,
that's
you know?
A good
that's
word,
it.
Though. That's a good
but
word.
But I learned from
you.
That.
Sorry,
but I learned. Nah, you know, I'm not
friend
a star.
Friend zone Marv would have treated you better than
you
that.
Know? You know?
Friend zone Marv.
Let me love.
So fella.
That was good. That was good, Allie.
Have you ever tried to make a hoe into a house?
Fuck no.
Dude, always front, B.
Motherfuck no.
Yeah.
I swear to God, Jesus.
Not
so
that I know that's, listen, I know that's your philosophy now, but you never got caught up kind of knowing she was a hoe, but still caught
feelings? No, because like Mia said earlier, you watch the signs. The bitch a hoe, she going to be good for what she is. I ain't going to say like I ain't never been cool with a hoe and had like, oh, yeah. Buddy, like, you know what I'm saying? Feelings.
He
makes sense.
He playing ball with her body.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you know, buddy. You can, yeah.
That's
like, that's why, like, I don't attach myself to a lot of different females. I don't have mad different girlfriends and shit. I could fuck with a hoe forever and be mad cool with her and just know she a hoe and she be doing her thing.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna try to save him. Yeah. You can't save everybody, man. I ain't fucking Jesus.
Muslim
nigga, my name is Salah Akbar.
Salah Akbar.
The brother from the bank.
It's a good job.
What
about you, Black?
Oh, I mean, I had a hoe.
Black Hood had a hoe in his life.
Man, you gotta keep it real, B. Everybody fall in love with a hoe.
Yo, and the crazy
I
shit.
Why do you think hoes are winning now?
Whoa. But like, I had a few. But it's like, this one, she was like, she was so good at it. Like, she became like a
good
fucking.
Good at being a hoe?
Yeah, she was like a
pro. She was a pro.
She was good at what she did. She was good.
She was LeBron. She was the LeBron James of hoes.
Let me speed this up. All
right, go ahead.
When I first, she was young at first. She was like, later. We was both like 17. Maybe I was 17. She was 16.
Yeah.
She had a body of a video vixen at a young age. You understand?
That's what you get.
So you know, I was like, wow. Like, you know, I mean, I was on it. Mm-hmm. So whatever. What I'm saying is that I was hitting for like a couple of years. Whatever. So then I didn't see her for like 2 to 3 years. So when she came back, the body got even better, but then I seen it with like different wigs on and different shit like that, and I'm like, oh shit, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in between the lines of that, she started stripping. Of course, she started doing her thing, whatever. Yeah. So I don't know, but you know, when you take someone virginity, it's kind of like, you know, sex is, you just happy to be having sex. But after
so
that,
so you say your virginity got taken by a hoe?
No. I took hers.
I took hers.
But then she, elevated into hoism. Okay. So, but then it's like when she came back after her little voyage of stripping and stuff like that. Yeah. When she came back, everything was different.
That shit was
everything
good.
Got better. It's like the way I got my dick sucked was like, yo, this different. Oh, like, you know what I mean? I felt like I owed somebody $75. I had questions.
That's why you always settle down with the medium well hoes, man. Get your dad better for
her. But I really cared for her, but I knew I couldn't, you know, go to the next level with her because
Would you have tried?
I would have tried. But just at that time, I was lit at the time. Like, I was in college, I was popping. So
tomato, tomato.
I didn't have to like settle. Like, I had a few options.
When you know, you
in
know.
My situation, the whole
Marv didn't
whole
try
shit.
To wife a lot of hoes. I just want to say,
I'm just
he used to call
I'm
back page and try to marry bitches.
Oh, that's a violation. No way. I'm gonna keep it short. No. Shorty told me, like, yo, you the kind of guy I could see marrying in the future. But right now, I'm not ready. So she basically said, let me finish hoeing out.
Right.
And then I'm going to holler at you. And I said, nah, man, I can't do it.
Tomorrow's too nice.
How did you feel when she said that?
I said, who am I going to be in the future that I'm not to you right now?
How?
But you know what's funny?
And then she's
going to
give me a good answer.
She's going to be not a hoe later on.
How long you been? It don't matter, man. As long as you still a body on her resume, it doesn't matter.
But it don't.
She come back in the future, you tell her, I'm married. Fuck you, hoe bitch.
That's oh my God.
And then run the train on her. And then run the train.
Then the train.
We're going to move on to the last topic, right? The last topic.
Damn, last already?
Yeah, but we can ask questions if
we
finish the topic,
started.
Right?
So
the last topic is dating 101, right? You know what I'm saying? So. You know, we always try to give out rules to dating, you know what I'm saying, different aspects, especially when we speak to different women, to, you know, pick your brains to see how y'all can offer our crowd different rules to dating, right? And this first one is how to properly approach a woman. So, obviously, these debonair playboys could give advice to the fellas.
I'm mad
shocked. right? But we want to hear, as two beautiful women, what is the proper way to approach
you.
Right?
How your nigga bag you?
Don't come. Don't, first off, don't touch me. Yeah. I hate that handsy shit.
How you doing, ma?
What you
before
mean?
Before I even, if I'm, you know, I'm walking and dude is like, hey, well, if he look good. Nah, get off me. Don't touch me.
It's bad. Yeah, it's bad.
Don't touch me.
How does it get your attention?
Nah.
It comes loud.
Nah, you can't. I can hear you. Do that. You know what? Then
step on your shoes.
You get my attention another way.
Step
don't
on your
touch
shoes.
Me. Step don't do that. Grab it. Oh, I hate that. Hey, ma, whatever. You know, just. And don't seem so anxious. Dudes are like, hey, how you doing? Can I be with you tonight? You know, that's
approaching the job with enthusiasm.
Nah, that's too much. You gotta, you know, you gotta be smooth.
Be easy.
Yeah, you know?
But she don't want to be too cool and then shit just go out the window.
No, you're right. You can't be too cool. But
so
you gotta
have it
just,
in the middle.
Right. You just gotta, first you gotta pay attention. What men don't do is watch their target long enough.
Tell me.
You know what I'm
saying? So you want to be stalked for a little while, right? That's what you just said.
Nah, not.
Watch her behavior.
I didn't stalk you.
You have breakfast at 7:30.
No, that's
you usually have raisin bread, but you like up here today.
First off, that's a lot of girls type thing. Well, I come in the club for like, or I'm just assuming the club. I'm just saying the club, okay. Or wherever. You know, I'm just assuming. Let's just say the club, okay? Give her like 15 minutes. Walk around. See if she with somebody. See if she meeting somebody. Dudes pressed, be too pressed. Like, you walk in the door, like, hey, can I buy you a drink? Like, dude.
Mia, he who
right
hesitates
there.
Masturbates. I gotta go. I know
what? Well, he who jumps too soon masturbates too. I mean, you gotta.
He never jumps soon and masturbates.
He who jumps too soon comes too soon
in his hands, yeah. In the sock.
I'm always
but
gonna come
you so. Might be one of 15. In the club. So
but
I gotta shoot my
too.
Shot.
Know that. That's
make
insane.
Sure I'm not wasting my time, but then keep it pushing.
Listen, you on the line at the club, I'm coming at you if I want you. I ain't gotta wait till you get inside.
That's, but how you? But you know
cold.
What?
That's
you,
pre-gaming.
You, but yeah. But you know what? You know what you got? Aside from you're a good-looking man, you're funny too.
Oh, thank
so you
man.
Know how to lie.
I
you know how to.
On your feet.
You know,
yeah, don't yeah, compliment yeah, him
no,
like that.
No, thank but you, I'm just baby. Saying, you know how to yes. Water it up.
I'll fall on your you feet. Know, I ain't gonna lie. I will cough on you or something.
Shut
you're like, ew. I'm like, baby, you won't get these germs anyway.
But you know what? You want to hear some stupid? You want to hear the dumb chicks would. You know, not necessarily core for me, but be a little different. Don't be so, you know.
You gotta be
cool.
Different.
You have to be different because everybody's the same. You look in the club,
hey,
everybody wearing the same shit.
What's
all the chicks
miss?
Wearing the same outfit. Everybody looks alike.
Yes.
Everyone has on the same shirt, same.
And the dude's wearing them stupid hat, the Indiana Jones
it's
shit.
The same.
With the tight pants.
Everybody's saying, so you gotta be a little different. You can't just come like everything else. Sorry.
So VC, how should a man approach you? How does he properly approach you?
Well, I like a guy that takes initiative, okay? So if you come to me and you're like, listen, you know, this is how I feel, this is how, you know, I'm thinking or whatever, like.
What?
Then I'm into that. I like somebody to take initiative. A lot of people do not approach me in person, so I will say that first of all.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because she's pretty. And a lot of people
you give off of that don't bother me
people
aura.
People approach me online. I think it's because I have resting bitch face in person. And I don't look as approachable, maybe. I'm really not sure, but I think that's what it is. However, people usually approach me online. So I will speak on the online.
So you're online data.
Aspect, yes.
So
I'm a veteran. I'm an online
ooh,
dating
so,
veteran.
So, what's your
what
Christian Mingle name?
Look you up right there.
What's your Tinder? What's your Tinder swipe name?
No, I'm not on those sites. I'm on other sites. However.
So yeah.
So you
to
open
use,
up them DMs? Fellas, DM her right now. It's lit.
Just to
she's
use me an example, right? Because you said you like a dude who takes initiative. What if I meet you in the club? How do I take initiative in the club for you to not seem like I'm being weird?
Are you down for like, let me buy you a drink and let me try to talk to you after that? If I buy you a drink, you got to talk to me all night.
First of all, the bottom line is,
fuck.
It doesn't matter
yeah,
what
that
you
shit
say,
out,
what
then
you
then
do.
I can go away
a woman has to be attracted to you. It doesn't matter really what you say.
But we don't know if you're attracted to us until we spit
well,
our game.
You shoot your shot and it goes.
You shouldn't take
dozen.
That drink unless you are attracted to him.
Facts.
Drinks are $17 fucking dollars and he can't put the $3 in his pocket. Hold on, come on. He can't put the $3 in his pocket. He got to tip it. So that's $20.
$20. Why would you take a $20 drink? I'm walking around with you. That's 1 hour of service for a lot of people.
I'm always friendly. I never shot nobody. I talk to them and I'm nice to them.
If you take my drink, you're going to give me conversation.
You got it also. You were buying it. You're taking that risk. So I might just drink it and thank you.
No, don't buy it.
You're bugging.
If you go drink my drink in front of some other niggas,
it's gonna be a fight in the club.
Then don't buy it until you know. How about that?
How do you take the initiative
when they approach you? If you come in person and I find you attractive and you're a nice person, you being a gentleman or whatever, and you have gum in your mouth, a Listerine that you swish before you came to me, your breath smells good and you smell good.
Then I'm like, holy water.
No, but the thing is, as long as you're a respectable person, like, I'm not the kind of person to just be like, ew, get out of my face. Like, I'm going to still be nice to you or whatever. If you have an intelligent mind, you're talking about something other than love and hip hop and other nonsense, then I'm going to, like, listen to what you have to say, and then it's all up to you where we go from there. Talk about something more than the regular, degular, schmegular stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Get my mind into it.
Let me go. Yeah, no, I'm saying play once again.
Tell me the question again. What's the question?
The question is how to properly approach a woman. So, you know, as successful men, tell the fellas out there how they should.
Let me tell you a secret. It don't even fucking matter. If she attracted to you, she'll listen to any dumb shit you gotta say.
Facts.
You say the stupidest shit out your mouth.
What about the physically challenged, like myself? How does a physically challenged woman come with your physically challenged? I'm like, oh, I'm stumbling, mumbling, already.
And she might still be like, oh, he might be nervous. Let me give him a chance.
Nah, you gotta come to me.
So, dude, quote unquote, may not be the most beautiful looking dude or the sexy body dude. How does he properly approach?
Laughing draws off. That's it. They be like this. At the end of the day, they forget why they fuck with you. They be like, you so funny. Be pulling funny. They don't even know.
They're not.
But the funnier you are,
that can be true.
The more pussy you gonna get. If you funny and you look good, you are gonna get pussy.
Look at Kevin Hart.
He also got $1 million. But he worked his way up.
It's a real shit though. At least approach her, say your name, and try to come off different. Don't, what's your name? What's your sign? That's corny. That's Biggie. Come off something different. Try to make her laugh in the first 30 seconds. If you don't make her laugh and draw her entrance, then she might be like, oh, girl, another nigga. Like, make her laugh or something. That's what I say. Make her laugh for 30 seconds. You don't get in the first 30 seconds.
You lost her.
You ain't losing forever. But you got to work harder. That's it, man.
No, you do.
What about you, Mr. Black Success? Put us on.
I mean, you know, I shoot my shot, but I don't shoot a lot of shots, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, limited shots.
So, you know, my percentage is kind of high because, you know, 80% of, you know, communication is...
Strategy.
Is nonverbal. So body language is a lot. Sometimes you can say something without even saying.
So you got to feel the energy.
Yeah,
the body
you got to see it in order to approach them so that it's expected. You understand? Sometimes I just look. I just look at my
stare
motherfucking
at friend. She'll look at you at least three times.
And I do one of these. I might smile. Show the Colgate.
If the Colgate get up,
stare at her for at least 3 minutes. If she'll look at you three times in 3 minutes, she don't want you.
It's over. I could have sworn he asked Black the question.
He was all on my shit.
Yeah.
So we're gonna move on to the next portion of Dating 101, right? And this is a hot button topic. So I want people to keep their answers within reasonable time so we can get everybody, right? And it's, do broke people deserve to date?
What? Oh, man.
We have people in the background saying nope.
Shoot your shot.
Broke people need love too. So please explain to us. Ladies first. Do broke men deserve to date?
But shoot your shot, broke or not. But the thing is that you need to be upfront. This is my whole thing. Communicate.
If I told you, listen, I only got a Burger King budget, but I'm feeling you, Ma.
I'd rather you be honest, because if I'm feeling you from the beginning, I like, listen, the brain knows within like 5 minutes, whether you like the person or not. Within 5 minutes. So if you have established that she likes you, and then you tell her, listen, this is what it is, she's either going to go with it or she's not, right? It's better to be honest than you get to that five-star restaurant, okay, and you only got $40 in your pocket. The bill comes, and you're like, oh, listen, you got to pay the other half plus tip. Not a good time to tell her that. Oh, yeah, you need right. to tell her ahead of time, right, listen, this is what it is. Let's have a picnic in the park. We get some Subway sandwiches. We chill. If right. the person is feeling you, they're going to do what.
That.
If the person's feeling you, you're going to do whatever. You got
right?
Netflix
it's
and chill.
Dollars,
whatever.
Right?
If they don't like dollars. You, let me tell you, I've been on dates where I've had $200 plus dates, but I wasn't feeling the person. So it doesn't matter how much you spend on the person. If you don't like them, you don't like them. Whether
right.
you're spending this
you
much
Netflix
or that much,
chill,
it
right?
doesn't matter. Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
The, fella, she's down with the Netflix,
Netflix
and chill.
But I gotta
get
like
Hulu
you.
And Netflix
I gotta like
and shoot
fire
your shot.
Fire dick. Fire stick and fire dick.
That's your way.
You have to
like
win
that.
Me over at first.
Okay, so Nia, she has a very spicy response to the question,
yeah.
which is, do broke people deserve to date?
Of course.
But she's saying, repeat that again.
Date your wage.
Mm.
Meaning,
that's a quarter of the day.
You do not have, if you ain't got it like that, don't try to take me to a place where you don't have it like that.
So if
don't
I'm broke,
fake the
phone. I got it.
Yeah, don't fake the phone.
The bottom of the barrel.
No,
and
no. You,
broke bitches
you know what? Let me tell you what broke people are. Because mm-hmm. you know what? I'm not that far out the broke river right
listen,
now.
Listen, I'm
okay?
broke. I ain't
I'm
gonna
in
lie.
School. But anyway, you broke people are resourceful. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That's effort.
Groupon.
That's effort, like
Groupon.
We said.
Yes. And it's not even just Groupon. Let me tell you something. You know what's ill that a lot of dudes maybe now they're more up on, but that's like a date that's really meaningful to a woman. I mean, a woman like me at least. Mm-hmm. You know what? The museum.
Museum is dope.
Museums are
but some dudes
so
aren't smart enough to really appreciate
that. But that's my point. But when you are a broke man who is determined, not, and I don't like the term broke. I don't like the term broke because, as I said before, broke is your mentality.
Mind state.
Yeah.
Your mind state.
Yeah,
no. My account says I'm broke.
Nah. Your account says your account says you can't afford certain
challenged.
Things, but your account does not say
challenged.
You're broke.
No, it says broke. Okay. All the zeros in it says
nah.
B.
Because there was a post that said, "Where can your bank account take you right now? What trip could you go on?"
Oh, please.
And I said, "I could go to Philly."
Word.
One way. You know what I'm saying? One way to Philly. That's where I can go with my account. You know what I mean?
We can go to Miami, but we sleeping on the beach.
Nah, not really.
Right now.
I can go to Miami, Ohio or something like that.
Newark,
I can't afford Miami.
But
to finish what you were saying, be resourceful.
Yeah,
get your
be
way.
Resourceful. You find other ways to do it. You don't always have to go over the top. Honestly, the woman you want to go if you had to spend a little extra chips on is the woman that's not looking for you to go over the top. You don't always have to do it. You gotta appreciate the little things. Take me to the museum. I really like stuff.
I like
that.
The museum.
I like the museum.
That's a dope.
You know what? We don't even have to. You know what?
Cause you like Mitchell and Ness, baby.
Cook. You don't have to go out. Cook. Invite me to your spot.
But
cook
it's hard.
Some women don't want to come over.
If you like somebody, you will do whatever with them. It doesn't matter.
And
you
know what?
Like
we as women, and not every woman will agree with me, but I know the women I know, the women I deal with, the women I keep my company with, mm-hmm. they would appreciate stuff like that because mm-hmm. We don't take people for granted. We like, you know what? I like the effort. I like what you
and
doing.
We learn together at the museum too. You find out stuff and like,
hey,
wow, that's dope. And
you know,
that's more
and then we can plan spots where we might
right.
have sex next
out.
Time we come.
Mm.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh,
wow,
that
was some real freaky.
Sky's
freaky
the limit.
Museum.
That's how you get it. That's how you get it.
I need to get the fellas in real quick.
Okay.
Do broke people deserve to date?
Yeah. Because 90% of the world is broke. And I think that we get it. People, just because you get a check every 2 weeks, don't mean you ain't broke. You know, just because you got $2,000, $3,000 saved, $10,000 saved, that don't mean you ain't broke, my G.
Yeah.
A funeral is $10, nigga. You broke. You die, you broke.
Yeah.
So it's like people get it confused.
I got insurance.
Everyone is broke. Me too. I mean, Transamerica.
I'm getting creamed.
But you know, everyone is. A lot of people. I feel like people that say that. Be the main ones broke.
Yeah.
H&M down to the feet. Yeah. You know what I mean? What Converse is the match? So I be confused.
Converse,
like, my nigga,
man.
Like,
what's wrong with Converse?
You want nothing.
Nah, I'm playing.
But, you know, But it's like you wanted them. Like, you know what I'm saying? You wanted them. So unless the only people that could say, oh, I'm not dating no one broke, you got to have 200,000 in the fucking bank. You have 200,000. I understand why you don't want to date my 3,000.
I don't even care what you have said, right? Because you got 200,000 in the bank and you 1.5 in the hole because you got a bad mortgage.
Right.
So be debt free for me.
Correct. Be able to date anybody, because that could change. I always tell people, like, with me, I don't care. I always date whoever, because that could change. I could get you another job. I could get you a popping job. I could get you into making money. Yeah. That's like, that could change. You being ugly, you being hurtful, you being scorned, that's forever. Fuck out of here. Lock.
What about you? Do broke people deserve the day?
Man, everybody deserve love, man.
That's deep, boy.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
I seen a bum sleeping on the street holding hands with his girl, man. Under the cardboard box,
they gonna struggle together.
Yeah, you gonna struggle together, man. That's what you gotta ride her, man. If you and me broke, we broke together, man. Just don't be broke looking for these high class. You know what I'm saying? Looking for something out of your bracket.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like you said, date your wage. If you broke, I'm going to find me another broke chick and we're going to build up. We're going to try to do it together, man. And that's it, man.
If you capture a person's heart, sky's the limit.
Let me approach the last topic, the last portion of this question, right? And it's, does single and dating mean miserable and lonely?
No.
What?
No. I'm single and dating out and I'm happy as can be.
You was crying before
I'm
the
a
show.
PYC, no. I'm a PYT.
We
were
boys.
Okay.
Say my baby.
This guy,
I can you hear
he
you screaming about some
me.
Guy to
no,
bring
no,
your
no,
car
no,
to
let's
you.
Talk about no, now.
Jay always makes fun of me let's when I post about single stuff because he's not single. So
how
he thinks that I'm like not happy because I'm single. I date within reason, okay?
What's within reason?
That's nothing wrong with that.
I used to be a serial dater. I'm not going to lie, but I slowed it down because it's exhausting.
So you just like going out for meals?
No. I was going out because I was, I was treading the waters. I was seeing what was out there. But
single and dating is miserable.
I'm happy.
No, it's not.
I'm single and I'm happy. It's don't get it twisted.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Let Black spit his story.
Yeah,
would you like to know why?
I want to know.
Because places like Louis Vuitton and Bentley don't have commercials. You understand? People know what they're buying. You understand? So I say this. I say this to say that, right? Like, what if you're single right now and dating, which most people are. Most people are single and dating, meaning you really want to be in a relationship. You really want to have someone.
You interviewing, but you don't have a job.
Right. You're interviewing. I'm saying for the people that,
What about the dudes?
Huh?
What about the men?
Even the men. I didn't mention
a
gender. I'm saying all across. Listen, what I'm saying is this. Imagine, I know plenty of females and dudes that all have a list. You got to come with this, with that, with this, with that, with this, with that. You thought they do it in the morning. My thing is this. It's nothing to have a list. It mean a lot when the list don't want you. You don't put the list out publicly. You got websites. You got social media. You got parties. You got friends. You got family. You got your fucking job. Look how much help you fucking got. It's not like back in the day. Back in the day, your wife was either from the neighborhood or go to your church or something like that. Now you got
now
millions. You got millions
That's
of people in your hand, and still motherfuckers don't want you. That's miserable.
The list justify why you single. You be like, all right. They ain't had this, so that's why I'm single.
Well, that's right.
Not really, Mom.
It's not about the list, because the list exists. It's people that have that. People that qualify that you can fuck with. But they don't want you. That list ain't looking for you.
Right.
That's
right.
What hurt. That's what burn. Now
that
you gotta go home
to
and settle and have a bullshit baby daddy. And be fucked up. Because a lot of people is fucking broke motherfuckers. Dumb inboxes, I'm telling you. That shit would expose
inboxes
a lot of
just,
shit. Man.
What about you,
trash. Right, exactly.
Does single and dating to you mean miserable and lonely?
It don't mean miserable and lonely. Fuck what Black talking about.
Don't be the nice guy.
No, I'm not being a nice guy. Because you could be single and just out here just having a good time.
Fucking for fun?
Fucking for fun.
If as an adult?
You have to be involved.
You might as well get paid. Back paying.
Oh, my God.
Back paying.
Women shouldn't be fucking for fun. But I'm saying.
Hold on, listen to him. He said women shouldn't be fucking for fun.
But even if
after the age of 25, you should be fucking for fun.
At the end, they grown. So what? Everybody out here out for different reasons, baby. You settle down when you want to.
Right. Facts.
Let him lie to you. Let him lie to you.
You could be in a relationship for a long time and you skipped over your whole phase and now you want to revisit it. So now you just dating, get these dates, get these
lobsters. Exactly. I get that. I get that.
And it's never. You never, there's no time limit on the whole phase. I haven't found out.
Listen, I have peeps that just, I know men in their 40s.
They're not doing their whole phase.
Looking to necessarily be down. They just want to, you know.
As long as your life is good, your bills is paid, can't nobody really judge you. You go out, you date, you do what you do. Pay your bills.
Lies motivating people to be hoes. Why y'all listening to this motherfucker?
No, but yo, pay your bills. If you single, can't nobody tell you nothing. Ain't nobody pay your bills. Ain't nobody feed you unless the nigga on a date and he gonna fuck at the end
of
the night.
Your pussy is like a car. The more you drive it, it loses value. Stop putting mileage on that motherfucker.
Y'all dudes don't even know the pussy facts on your chicks anyway.
Motherfuckers know. When he throw your picture up, he knows.
Yeah, now all of us don't know.
When he throw your picture up,
when he throw your picture up to homie,
me and Ben,
he knows. Nah,
and it still feel
good. And it's still
a lot of
good money.
I don't even know.
No,
like,
not a lot. All of us don't know. And most of us
really,
don't care.
No, really. You don't.
We know it's medium rare, though. That's all we care about. We know if you fall inside, you find poopy inside. Like, oh, shit, what are you doing here, my nigga?
When you throw that picture up, and everybody want to come to you, yo, son.
That's bad. Not
ain't
that
what's
bad.
Name?
I mean, not that's not bad.
Know. Niggas know when they put your face up on social media.
If they know.
Don't hit you. I mean, listen, my nigga. Don't do that. No, take the picture down.
Yeah,
bro.
She was in the trap.
You do. You don't know what you're doing right now.
If you didn't do your whole facts homework, once you post a girl on social media, because now, like this, like Fab said, this world's even like small, but hoes make it even smaller. You can't fake nobody. If I post you up, like, yeah, baby, I post you up. As soon as you post you up, yo, my nigga. Don't do it.
But people be lying on their dick.
So if you have
two, they lie on their dick. People lie on their dick.
No.
Hold up. Come on. Give
I'm
me
telling
that.
You.
We got to wrap it up soon.
Slept with a chick. Sorry.
No, go. Make your point.
Slept with a chick.
Your questions. No, I can't wait for
10 years ago?
I don't give a fuck.
Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you something. Right
totally
ho is not credit.
Listen.
It don't drop off.
Not ho. Not ho.
Y'all
give me a ho. That ho is not credit.
It's not credit. Listen.
Mom,
what is
your
husband? What is your husband?
No.
It don't drop off.
Not even no ho shit. She's a good girl. She's a good girl, but she fucked my man. I'm not wife of
10 years ago.
She done fucked 13 million niggas. I ain't know. But she fucked this. If she fucked
yeah, it's a circle.
I'm like, you fucking off? Nah.
Bro, why you gotta make that face of a
hey, you fuck black ugly ass? Hell no.
I was ugly, man.
But he's better looking now, right?
If I know the nigga, I'm cool with the nigga. If I'm cool with the nigga that you hit, then nah, I couldn't do that.
We gotta wrap it up, right? And
we
had
done?
A very spicy show, and I want to thank you ladies for coming out. Being great.
Look, I had a wardrobe malfunction. All
you know what I'm
saying?
I'm over here
like,
and you
got
dressed.
Show
you
got
dressed, and you still kept the section,
show
right?
The snatcher.
So this is the portion where we allow people to do their little shout outs. Try to keep it under 30 seconds because we got to wrap it up.
Okay. So shout out to me, BC Diaz, and I am. Can I say like what I do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a real estate agent. Shout out to Rapid Realty, Kensington. Anybody who needs rental sales.
You got a property in the projects. I need something in the 40s.
Whatever you need, as far as real estate is concerned, inbox me, BC Diaz, on Facebook. Okay. Now,
I don't really have. You know what? I would like to say. Cynthia, we had a great I Am a Woman.
Shout out to Cynthia.
That was beautiful yesterday.
Cynthia, shout out to
my
Cynthia.
Girl Tiff.
I don't even like you, but
she
shout out to you.
Cars. Look for her, Tiffany Kingwood. No, I'm Mia. I'm just like, I'm the people's court.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the best MILF in the planet,
you know,
right here, man.
Yeah, right. You
best
know,
MILF life.
I'll take it. I'll wear it.
What about you, fellas?
All right, Black gonna take us off, so let me shout out real quick. Nadia Murdoch, shout out to her for this special brown hoodie.
I like beautiful, that. I love
look
it.
Look at
nice.
It, y'all see it?
Beautiful.
She brought hard work and dedication. She Jamaican,
very
she
nice.
Got like 5 jobs, but she did this.
It's gorgeous.
It is.
I really
shout
had to. I really
Nadia
heard a
Murdoch,
conversation
in between
like that.
Jobs.
It's gorgeous.
Also, shout out to everybody that purchased a brown holy water shirt. Yes, I appreciate all the love and support everybody giving. Everybody who loved this show. I fucks with y'all, support, share,
take a
comment.
Picture with your shirt after you got
send
it.
Send
it
to me,
it to
take
us.
A picture. I'm going to show y'all love back, man. I really appreciate y'all.
I want
and
I want a shirt.
That's it. Handsome Lie. Y'all already know Handsome 15. I'm sorry, I'm not handsome right now. I'm scruffy. But when
you
I come
ugly.
Back all the way handsome, it's going to be litty.
I want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife of 8 years.
Yes.
Celebrated
happy
our anniversary.
Anniversary.
You are my rock. You hold me down.
Yes.
You hold having a bad day on Wednesday. I mean, I got locked out of the house. I lost my keys. All kind of craziness. Wife left the job, came straight, picked me up.
See?
And didn't stress.
That's what
I love you, boo. Happy anniversary.
Bernie and all the best.
She
gave us snacks the first episode. We're never going to forget that. Shout out to Maul's wife.
Yes.
Yo,
beautiful.
Real quick, we got the brown holy water dad hats coming out real soon. Give about 2 weeks. It's going to be lit. And May 20th, we got the Henny Fiesta Club Love. Going to be crazy. The link is in the comments.
The team will be in the building.
Make sure you get that. Everything's going to be rocking. You know what I mean? Fuck with your boy. I go by the name of I Am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. Out of here.
Yeah, holy
Black
water,
Holy Water
yes.
podcast every iTunes. Sunday 7 p.m. Come get baptized. Check out the iTunes because we're gonna have a special intro on the iTunes. So you're only gonna be able to hear it if you check out the iTunes. So check it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Peace.
Bye.
Out. Forker. Out.
This is it.
I wish it was longer. I was out.
All right,
what
I gotta
to
fix
say.
My clothes.
I had a lot to talk you about.
You so
can I come back again?
You ready?
You ready?
You ready?
You ready?
You ready?
You ready?
Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready? Every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready? Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized.